up anything you want here as we launch into the third hour of the program. Coming up, drones. We'll, talk about a former droner. Is that what you call somebody who's a drone pilot?
I don't know what they call them.
No, I guess a dronee would be a victim of a drone.
We should ask some weather fanatics to call in if they're about our break argument here about whether or not at any time in recent history Keene, New Hampshire has actually seen negative 20 temperatures.
Good question. Weather.com would
know. We were fighting about that on the break.
They do have history.
Old people.
That's the thing about weather is there is history, so you can go back and find out what weather was at some point. Anyway, our number here is 855-450-FREE. And, of course, you can join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. So, Mark, you brought in a story about drones that you wanted to share with us tonight.
Yeah, this one is it's a story out of The Guardian from theguardian.com. And it says what the public should know what really goes on. A few of the politicians who brazenly proclaim the benefits of drones have no real clue as to actually how it works and doesn't. It's written by Heather Linebaugh, like I said again, at theguardian.com. Whenever I read comments by politicians defending the unmanned aerial vehicle Predator and Reaper program, a.k.a. drones, I wish I could ask them a few questions. Hmm. I'd start with, how many women and children have you seen incinerated by a Hellfire missile?
This is someone who was a drone worker.
Yes.
He's controlled and piloted them.
Yeah, I think that it's written by a woman, and it's written in the first person. So I get the impression that this is the author of this was, in fact, a drone pilot.
Got it.
So I'm not entirely sure, but that's the impression I got. How many men have you seen crawl across the field trying to make it to the nearest compound for help while bleeding out from severed legs?
Mm.
Or even more poignantly, how many soldiers have you seen die on the side of the road in Afghanistan because our ever-so-accurate UAVs, unmanned aerial vehicles, were unable to detect an IED, improvised explosive device, that awaited their convoy? Few of these politicians who so brazenly proclaim the benefits of drones have a real clue of what actually goes on. I, on the other hand, have seen these awful sights firsthand. I knew the names of some of the young soldiers I saw bleed to death on the side of the road. I watched dozens of military-aged males die in Afghanistan in empty fields, along riversides, and some right out in the, outside the compound where their family was waiting for them to return home from the mosque. The U.S. and British militaries insist that this is an expert program, but it's curious that they feel the need to deliver that faulty information, with few or no statistics about civilian deaths and twisted technology reports on the capabilities of our UAVs. These specific incidents are not isolated, and the civilian casualty rate has not changed, despite what our defense representatives might like to tell us. So, just as many people are dying, they haven't, according to this author, who is was a drone pilot and intimate with the drone program, the fact is that civilian deaths haven't diminished over time.
Hmm.
They're still killing just as many. And as we read here, you're going to find out why. What the public needs to understand is that video provided by a drone is not usually clear enough to detect someone carrying a weapon or even on a crystal clear day with limited cloud and perfect light. This makes it incredibly difficult for the best analyst to identify if someone has a weapon for sure. One example comes to mind. The feed's so pixelated. This is in quotations here. The feed's so pixelated. What if that's a shovel and not a weapon? I felt this confusion constantly, as did my fellow UAV analysts. Hmm. We also wonder if we killed the right people, if we endangered the wrong people, if we destroyed an innocent civilian's life all because of a bad image or angle. Listen to me, war hawks. They can't tell the difference between a shovel and an AK-47. That's how much these remote control airplanes with cameras and bombs stink. They can't tell the difference, according to the pilots. Now, I know I'm not going to get a single one of you calling in and talking about what brave people are in the military tonight, because this is obviously crazy. They're killing people with shovels.
Well, Mark, they're clearly terrorists. I mean, terrorists wouldn't be out on the streets, or the terrorists wouldn't. Never mind. I don't know where I was going with that.
I don't look. The fact is, they have to statistically have to have killed some bad guys, right? But probably. We don't know how many bad guys versus how many good guys, because you're getting your information from the people who did the killing. It's a terrible source of information. If somebody kills somebody, they do not want to believe they killed the wrong person. It's also important for the public to grasp that these are...
I don't know. I bet that there's a lot of people in the military that don't care.
Just don't care?
Yeah, they don't care whether or not they kill the right person or the wrong person.
I should hope not. Brown.
Oh, yeah, those people are definitely in the military. I mean, there are people who join the military because they know they can legally kill people.
Right. Sure.
I'm sure for some of them it doesn't even matter if they're brown.
But I don't think that...
Yeah, I get to kill some people today.
I don't think they want to do it through remote control airplanes, though. Those people want to participate in the act of killing right there on the ground.
I think you'd probably find both of those types of people.
So it says that these are human beings operating and analyzing intelligence with these UAVs.
I like how this person is so addicted to we're all analysts. We're analyzing. Like it's
that's the title.
That well, yeah, I know, but it's that brainwashing, that training is still stuck with them that they have to call them analysts. It's like
right, you're not a remote murderer.
Yeah, you're not a remote murderer. You're not a remote control plane pilot. You know, we're analysts. We're analyzing the data that's been provided to us. No, you're not.
I know because I'm
staring at a screen and remote control plane, you know, flying a plane that shoots missiles.
I'm not sure whether the analysts fly the planes. I really haven't been able to figure that out from this story. I don't know what the titles mean. I know because I was one of them, and nothing can prepare you for an almost daily routine of flying combat aerial surveillance missions. Sorry,
there you go.
over a war zone. Excuse me. UAV proponents claim that troops who do this kind of work are not affected by observing this combat because they're never directly in physical danger. That is nonsense. Wow,
have you heard videos of these analysts? Because I have. I mean, it sounds something like, you know, Roger, the target is in sight.
Yep.
Over. Target appears to be carrying some kind of a weapon. Is that can we get any kind of a positive identification on the weapon? Do I have a go for target acquisition? May I commence firing? Commencing firing. I mean, it's like there's no, you know, like it's this completely disconnected, like cold-blooded. I mean, it's unbelievable.
When in doubt, fire.
Right.
It's probably their policy.
Well, I don't know what their policy is, but you know, the
fact is, if they're when in doubt, it's ticket. For the parking enforcers, that's their policy.
To a man with a hammer.
Well, that's the thing is that there's no doubt been, you know, bad kills. And probably the worst thing is that they're actually going and doing these double taps, which is when they drop a bomb and they kill a few people, other people rush in to help them, and then they drop the bombs again.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a horrifying
thing.
That's
what they get for carrying a shovel in to help somebody.
Right. Just digging a ditch or whatever it is that they're doing. Here's the one thing. I may not have been on the ground in Afghanistan, but I watched parts of the conflict in great detail on a screen for days on end. And I think absolutely drone pilots can get PTSD. Of course, what they do affects them. I mean, just people who are there taking pictures. The press will get PTSD from these situations.
Well, I mean, gosh, to know that your actions have resulted in the death... The violent death of innocent people, that's got to be absolutely horrifying.
Yep. She says, I know the feeling you experience when you see someone die. Horrifying barely covers it. And when you're exposed to it over and over again because it's like a small video embedded in your head, forever on repeat, causing psychological pain and suffering that many people will hopefully never experience. UAV troops are victim not only to the haunting memories of this work that they carry with them, but also to the guilt of always being a little unsure of how accurate their confirmations were of weapons and identification of hostile individuals.
I think that it's, you know, one of these things that, you know, you talk about these guys getting PTSD, these analysts who fly these drones, but as bad as it is, I'm sure that that's major part of the reason why they're doing this is because they're so disconnected. And it's kind of the same thing with a lot of these cops that are, you know, this militarization of things is that there's this disconnection, you know, with, for example, with the tasers and whatnot or with these drones or whatnot. There's this level of removal from what they're actually doing. And especially with these drones, PTSD is, I would say, a lot of it is that you're in this situation where you're killing other people, but you're also fearing for your own death. There's a lot of neurochemicals that are, you're getting amped up where, like, oh my God, I might die any second. I'm shooting. And that's where you're really going to get PTSD.
Hmm.
When you're playing a video game, this is essentially what I'm sure this feels to this is, even though there's the consequences of someone dying, there's a huge amount of removal there.
We'll come back with more.
First comes the gluttonous debauchery of the holiday season. Then, New Year's, bad diets, starvation, expensive unused gym memberships. This year I took a product called Axia 30, and it really worked for me. It didn't give me the jitters like other diet products have given me in the past, and apparently it worked for other people too, because it helped men and women in a clinical study to lose, on average, 30 pounds in 12 weeks. That's combined with a hypocaloric diet. Obviously, we all want to look our best, but take advantage of new technology, special green tea extract, and Axia 30. You can try Axia 30 free today. Call 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. You only pay a small shipping charge, and Chamonix will rush Axia 30 to you. You see the incredible results everybody's talking about, or you don't pay. For your free trial, call now, 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want here toll-free. We're talking about drones at the moment, but you can bring up anything at 855-453. That's 855-453. 450-3733, the Pro XPN toll-free line. We've got a website On that site, you'll find a variety of features. One of them is our mobile site. Those of you with a smartphone, if you want quick access to our live streams and podcast, all you need to do is just go to m, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com.
Do you know that coffee is one of the most absorbent crops on earth? And much of the coffee sold in grocery stores and chains contains banned pesticides and has a high mold content. Without changing your lifestyle or habits, you can now drink the best of the best coffee, BuzzBox Coffee. You can try a free pound today, and I think you'll be as excited about it as I am. You can tell your family and friends and colleagues 10% of the purchases go to benefit our efforts to help spread freedom around the globe through at least 100 World Vision microfinanced loans. So help one cup at a time will help us have a real impact. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com to get your free pound and get signed up for the subscription program. It's coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, back to the phones and your thoughts. Bill's in Jackson, Mississippi, listening to WPBQ. Hello, Bill.
Hi, guys. Speaking of the drone issue in Afghanistan, have you heard of the latest wedding party that was knocked out, that was decimated during the month of December?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, every time that happens, more terrorists are actually created because of the retribution effect. And the longer the U.S. stays, the richer Karzai becomes because of his share of the harvest of the poppy crop. And if the U.S. ever leaves, he's going to have to go into exile or else he'll be taken out, that, you know, for sure.
So what do you think is keeping Karzai alive? The U.S. troops, or I don't understand?
Oh, of course. And, of course, he does have some, you know, Afghanistanian troops there domestically that are backing him up. But, I mean, look at the way that part of the world turns. I mean, if the outside influence is gone, the bad guys just totally take over, and the women go back into the beekeeper costume.
The other bad guys take over. The problem is it's really difficult to find the good guys in these situations because force has been the name of the game for so long.
Of course.
And Bill, anything else you want to share?
Their way of life is like that.
Anything else you want to share tonight, Bill?
It's just we appear to the bad guys to them, and if we keep killing wedding parties, I mean, of course they're going to look at us like that.
Absolutely true. Although I've never killed anyone in a wedding party or anyone ever, so when you say we, I think you mean the U.S. federal government, right?
Of course. I say
right, because you and I, we wouldn't do something like that.
Of course not.
Thanks, Bill, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. By the way, Johnson, before we went to the last break, you suggested that the drone pilots that we've been talking about here, and Mark, we're not through the story yet, correct? So there's a drone pilot or analyst, as they're being called, who is writing about her horrifying experience, although she says horrifying doesn't even begin to describe what she experienced, but that's the best word I can put on it,
right?
Obviously, not having been involved. You said it's not PTSD, that it couldn't be PTSD.
I didn't say that it couldn't be PTSD. I just said that they're not exposed to the same level of stress, so much less likely to be PTSD. They're not fearing for their lives while killing other people. You know, I'm thinking that there's a lot more of a stress on one's body when you're in a combat situation. There's explosions going on all around you. You're fearing that you're going to die any second, and you're also taking the lives of other people.
No,
as opposed to just sitting in a quiet room going,
as I recall,
somebody now.
I see your point, but as I understand it, they did some kind of surveys on the folks with PTSD, and the biggest issue was guilt. That guilt is what drove their PTSD because they felt bad about something that happened over and over. And I don't know if it's like this for you, but if you had some incident in life where perhaps you're disappointed in your own conduct, that those things that'll creep into your mind, you know, every now and then, and you'll be like, "Oh, I hate that I did that." And I think that to some extent, that's what this PTSD is, only turned up, to 11. And these, guilt can be can take place in one of two ways. So it could be the guilt of killing an innocent in a war situation, or it can be the guilt that you weren't able to save your compadres.
I think that that Johnson, you're probably right that somebody in a high stress situation like that is more likely to develop a PTSD. But the definition's a little more generic, at least according to Wikipedia. It's a severe condition that may develop after a person is exposed to one or more traumatic events, such as sexual assault, serious injury, or the threat of death. Diagnosis may be given when a group of symptoms, such as disturbing reoccurring flashbacks, avoidance or numbing of memories of the event, and hyperarousal, that is, high levels of anxiety, continue for more than a month after the traumatic event. Most people who experience a traumatizing event will not develop PTSD. Women are more likely to experience more high-impact trauma and are also more likely to develop PTSD than men.
Really?
Children are less likely to experience PTSD after trauma than adults, especially if they are under 10 years of age, and war veterans are commonly at risk to PTSD. So, you know, it, basically they're saying here anything that is a traumatic event could cause this in somebody, and finding out that you've murdered innocent people could very well be that traumatic event that you relive over and over again.
I just think with trauma that there's got to be some more personal involvement than just staring at a screen. I have a hard time thinking that somebody's going to be as affected as they would be if they were in a situation.
Why do you think these pilots say that they're affected? Why do you think they say they have PTSD?
I don't know.
Benefits?
Know if, you know, like if there are some people saying, yeah, that there could be a reason for that, sure. That could absolutely be a reason. I mean, I think that it's possible that one could get PTSD from this. I'm just saying that I think that it's probably much less likely, like on an order of like, you know, a factor of 100.
I think
you know,
they deal with it because they probably kill more than troops do. So she goes on and says, of course, we're trained not to experience these feelings and we fight it and we become bitter. Some troops seek help in mental health clinics provided by the military, but we're limited as to who we can talk to and where because of the secrecy of our missions. Mm. I find it interesting that suicide statistics in this career field aren't reported, nor are the data on how many troops working in UAV positions are heavily medicated for depression, sleep disorders, and anxiety.
Interesting. So they're reporting suicides from the military in general, but not in her division.
I guess that's the case. I find it interesting the suicide statistics in this career field aren't reported.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that means that they're not reporting suicide statistics at all for those troops or if they're not just specifically doing it for that career field.
Well, we know they're reporting suicide statistics for the military in general.
Well, what if they're excluding this career field?
But not
it
that
says
field.
That they're not reported.
Right. That's what I'm saying. She's saying it's not that one field.
Well, what if they don't report the statistics, suicide statistics for that field at all?
That's what she's saying.
So they're not you're claiming they're not included in the military suicide statistic numbers?
That's what it sounds like from what she's saying.
I don't know. It's not clear to me what it says. Recently, The Guardian ran a commentary by Britain's Secretary of State for Defense, Philip Harmond. I wish I could talk to him about the two friends and colleagues I lost within a year of leaving the military to suicide.
Yeah,
I'm sure he's not been notified of that little bit of secrecy, around the UAV program, or he would have surely taken a closer look at the full scope of the program before defending it again. UAVs in the Middle East are used as a weapon and not as protection. And as long as our public remains ignorant to this, this is a serious threat to the sanctity of human life, at home and abroad.
More moments. It's Free Talk Live.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown harvested and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, segregation maps. Johnson's got an unusual bit of detail to share with us here tonight. Also, of course, your calls about whatever's on your mind. You can join us online. The webcam's available to you, cam.freetalklive.com. You can watch, you can listen, and you can interact with other listeners because the chat room is built into the same page as the cam. Go see and listen and interact over at cam.freetalklive.com. All of it's free. cam.freetalklive.com.
You can get more than 500,000 items ready for immediate shipment at bitcoinstore.com. What you can't get is anything that you can buy with a U.S. dollar, a euro, a ruble, or any other government currency. All you can do there at bitcoinstore.com is buy with bitcoins because bitcoinstore.com believes in bitcoins. They want to promote the use of bitcoins. Consequently, the consumer electronics devices they have there, which is the vast majority of almost all their inventory, are at a 0% markup. There is no markup. They're all at wholesale prices because bitcoinstore.com is in it not to make money on selling consumer electronics devices, but to promote the use of Bitcoin. Go to bitcoinstore.com and do your online shopping. It's the easiest way to convert your Bitcoins into real-world items. bitcoinstore.com.
All right, let's go back to the phones and the fun here. Dave is listening in Colorado. Dave's in Montana and wants to talk about Colorado. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, yo.
Hey, Dave.
Montana, Rocky Mountains, Purple Majesty, Colorado, Montana. That I guess you could get mixed up. I wanted to talk about the cannabis in Colorado.
Sure.
Viva cannabis, first of all. But I come with a sad and heavy heart. I think Colorado's going to have some bad karma to answer to, because charging street prices for legal cannabis is pure evil. $200 an ounce is outrageous, man. That's disgusting. The whole idea to get cannabis legal is to stop people from being arrested for a plant and to bring down the price. Like, because it's a plant, man. Tomatoes are harder to grow than cannabis. We have people that have cancer that needs like 2 ounces of cannabis oil. To make 2.5 ounces of cannabis oil, it takes a pound of good bud.
Wow.
At $200 an ounce, that's like $3,200. The whole idea of medical marijuana is to get cheap alternative medicine into the hands of the people, and right away they're charging street prices for the. I think the same evil that keeps the cannabis illegal took control, and it proves that they're in power, and that they got the reins because they're charging street prices for legal cannabis, man.
Well,
it's disgusting.
So there seems to be a range, Dave. Last night we had talked about the first man to buy, allegedly first man to buy recreational cannabis legally.
Talked about the beginning of the night.
Right. Paid $60 for an eighth and a truffle. I actually saw a receipt today that I posted on our Facebook and Twitter and Google Plus, so you can see the receipt, where there's a different store that's selling eighths for $35 per eighth. So that's a significantly lower price than what you'll pay for an eighth of good quality weed on the black market.
We don't know what a truffle costs either.
On the other hand, I just before you came on the line here, I found another related story from U.S. News, NBCNews.com, saying that apparently there has been some sticker shock. According to the Colorado executive director of their normal chapter out there, she says, "I think people were a little bit surprised at the price, and we're concerned about that. On the first legal weed sales day in Colorado, Rachel Gillette from Normal says she found retailers selling top-shelf marijuana to recreational users at prices close to $400 per ounce, not including taxes." Now, that's about street price for
marijuana. That's over street price over here.
Well,
$200 is street price over here.
For high-test marijuana?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I've never seen an ounce of...
Well, a lot of people grow now, man. You got the LED lights. You got all kinds of lights. You know, everybody's... I say grow your own weed, man. That's the way it should be. I should be able to grow what I want, when I want, and make what I want with it. The plant doesn't hurt nobody. It's got to be put into the hands of the people. This is disgusting what's going on. They think everybody wants to get rich off of this plant when it should be just given like tomatoes or something. Tomatoes are good for my prostate. I don't have to pay $200 an ounce for a tomato.
Yeah. I agree. These prices are way too high, and I thank you,
That's
Dave.
The whole,
I thank you for the call tonight, man. Appreciate hearing from you, as always. But according to the story here, for comparison...
Whereabouts is Dave calling us from? Like
Montana.
Whereabouts in
Kalispell.
Kalispell, okay, thanks. Just curious.
And Montana does have a medical program, so that's one of the reasons why things are lower. In fact, according to the story here, medical marijuana users in Colorado since 2010 have been paying about $250 an ounce plus taxes. So apparently the medical users are actually getting a better rate than the recreational
users. It's going to have to drive it down relatively quickly, right? Like supply, demand, the whole thing.
The state does not impose any pricing structure for pot purveyors, leaving the market open to supply and demand, says the article here at NBC News.
Thank God.
One dispensary was selling high-quality marijuana on Wednesday at $70 for one-eighth of an ounce, a markup of $25 for the same amount the day before. So that's interesting. Gillette and other observers keeping careful tabs on the landmark law say they expect costs to eventually stabilize, though it won't happen overnight. She says it's a new industry, new market. I think things will work themselves out in a few years. We saw the same thing happen with the medical industry before prices came down. But she said she'd still like to see the high tax rates associated with marijuana sales addressed by lawmakers. Colorado State Rep. Jonathan Singer, who sponsored the House bill on legal sales in the first place, says he doesn't want to see the 10% special sales tax added to each transaction changed just yet. The state won't know how much those taxes will provide to Colorado's coffers for at least another month. He says if marijuana continues to funnel into the black market, I'm happy to look at shocking the black market out of the legitimate industry by slashing taxes, but this is way too early in the game, he says.
Marijuana prices so low, they're insane!
And he says, by judging by the thousands of marijuana consumers lined up around the block yesterday, Coloradans appear comfortable with the taxes as they are. And so it would be interesting to get a look at one of these dispensaries, or more than one of the dispensaries, and get some idea of the costs that are going into the ounce of marijuana. Why is it that this plant, that you can go and you buy an ounce of tobacco for $2 or something like that, why is it that marijuana is costing $200? Now,
I went to priceofweed.com. I don't know if you've heard of this website.
I'm not.
It's basically a map, a national map of the price of weed in areas around the country, and people are able to go in and self-report.
So black market prices are
right,
included
exactly.
then.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep, because people just go in and say, I'm in this town, in this state, and yep. this is what I paid for an ounce of weed.
Interesting.
And so what I'm getting is a report for Montana, and this is very strange, and I don't quite understand it, but maybe, I don't know. I'm getting for high-quality marijuana, it's $279, and it averages out. So $279.73 an ounce is the mm-hmm. average for high-quality. For mids, it's $257.98. For average, for mids.
That's a lot for mids.
That's not much difference between high and mids.
No, and here's what's really strange. For low quality, the average, and this is an average number of 22 reports.
That's what I was going to say. How many reports are they getting?
For highs, a number of reports is 585. 585
wow. okay.
reports. For mids, 258 reports. And for lows, I've got a price of $734.65 for lows.
For an ounce?
Very strange.
Something's wrong there.
Yeah, something's really wrong. And I don't understand what's going on there, but it's very bizarre. So that's the report from Montana.
I question those statistics.
Yeah, I question those statistics, too. I think it's probably better in more urban areas, but I don't know.
Priceofweed.com, was it?
Yep.
All right, $855, $450 free. More about the price of cannabis. Others are going to weigh in here as to why is it so expensive if it's legal? Shouldn't the legality of this product be bringing the price down? What is going on here? Because it seems totally backwards.
What is going on here?
And your speculation is welcome, especially if you are in Colorado, and especially if you work for the weed dispensary business. We're coming out Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact in helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
I'm live here to take your calls about what you want. Comment on the price of marijuana. That's the topic on the table at the moment.
It's outrageous.
Or segregation. Johnson wants to talk about that, and we'll dig into that here as well. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. And maybe it really is just supply and demand. I mean, you literally do have people lined up, apparently, outdoors, you know, around buildings. The fairly lengthy lines, apparently, in Colorado at some of these dispensaries to acquire legal marijuana. And, you know, when supply is low and demand is high, then prices do tend to go up. But this much? Black market prices?
Well, I got to say, if I had the choice of buying black market prices or at a weed store, you know, that has bright lights and colors and mm-hmm. options and things like that, or the weed man, I'd pick the store. So, I mean, it's still providing more to the customer.
Yeah, that's true. You are getting more. You're getting a choice, usually. Usually with the marijuana dealers that are underground, you get what they have, and that's it. And usually they have one or maybe two options or something like that. So there's more to the story at NBCNews.com.
I would also bet, though, that you know the demand there is extraordinary.
Well, that's what I'm saying. People are lined up outside of these stores. So,
like, unbelievably, like, not just like lines, but like a massive, amazing lines. You know,
it's
like,
probably going to drift away. The demand will probably drift off to some extent after the initial release of legalization, and also more dispensaries are likely going to be opening up. So that'll probably also affect it will supply some of the demand. Now, medical marijuana sales are not subject to the special sales tax and similar local taxes that are driving up costs to the general public. In addition, there are dispensaries that are dedicated just to medical marijuana sales, so patients won't be having to wait in line like this for service. On the recreational side, the anticipated opening of more pot stores could be helping. While only about 36 retailers around Colorado open to adults age 21 and older, on Wednesday, the state has approved 348 retail licenses. So that's a pretty big discrepancy there. So literally you're looking at about 10 times as many licenses are in the pipe versus the amount of stores that are actually open at this point.
Once that competition gets rolling, I think you're going to see the prices go down.
Many outlets have been slowed down because they also have to get permission from their local municipality. Prices could be affected on...
They don't want to give it.
Right, so this is hardly a free market. This is, again, a government-regulated market, which is one of the reasons why prices will be higher than they could otherwise be, I think. Prices could also be affected on the supply side by the fact that Colorado allows people to grow at home up to 6 plants per adult, and there currently is no cap on how much total marijuana can be produced statewide. So, yeah, if people are just now starting their own crops in their houses, it's going to be a few months before that marijuana becomes available to them. So there's that factor.
Let me ask you this, Ian. At these prices, would you grow or would you buy?
Growing is the best way to, I mean, if you want
to. I'm asking you.
I mean, growing is also a hassle, too. So
it is.
I don't know. It depends. I mean, is there mid-grade available for sale? That's a
I think mid-grade you could do in your yard, man.
Yeah.
Like
yeah
you just pop could. The seeds in and grow a plant. And
I don't know. It'd be kind of hard to grow in this weather.
It'll come back in the spring.
I used to throw seeds in the backyard of one of my rental houses, and boy, those things just pop right up. It's not hard to grow marijuana at all.
It's not hard. Johnson, would you grow or would you buy?
I would grow. I mean, I first of all, I have tons of house plants now, and you know, if this were a habit that I were, you know, into, I think I would get, like, lights or something like that, and I'd have, like, a purple wall in my house. The, you know those LED grow lights that they have now that are, like,
oh, really?
They're blue and red LEDs, and they give out this, like, purple light. They're amazing for plants now. You can grow these indoor gardens and whatnot that are pretty outstanding.
And you don't, now that they're LED lights, you don't have those really hot bulbs anymore.
Right, exactly.
That's cool.
So you haven't, neither of you have heard of this? Like, they have
no,
these.
I did know somebody who grew with fluorescence, though.
But I mean, like, even like food crops, you can grow like strawberries and cucumbers. I saw this thing online where these purple grow lights that these guys were growing, they were getting like 180 cucumbers per like every like 2 months out of a closet.
Wow.
Like, literally, they put these lights in the closet, and they were just getting the cucumbers, just cranking out cucumbers.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
All right.
Those
so
are big numbers.
We'll certainly be keeping an eye on the legalization situation, as I'm sure a number of state governments will be looking. I know New Hampshire's got another legalization bill coming up, and I'm sure the advocates of decrim and legalization will be pointing to these examples as, look, the world hasn't ended in Colorado, and there's legal marijuana there. So maybe we'll see some other states come on board here in 2014.
The fact is that if you look at the states that surround New Hampshire right now, Maine, Massachusetts, Vermont, these places, I don't want to say marijuana is legal, but marijuana is practically legal in those states. Massachusetts has a civil fine that you don't have to pay because
they won't do anything about it.
They messed up the way they wrote the law. Vermont, you've got a situation where, you know, people can get pretty much, you know, a doctor will prescribe to them like it is in California. Not quite like it is in California, but pretty good. Same in Maine. New Hampshire's the big holdout on this one. It's a mess. It's a bad idea.
It's embarrassing, and hopefully that'll change as we've got more activists coming, but it's still just barely. We're just getting started here.
So
with
what's
the free
state project. There a bill currently on the books? You know, that's going to go into vote soon for like decriminalizing an ounce here. And
that's the proposal. Yeah, it's not going on the books. It's
how many joints is an ounce? Like what? How much?
Quite a few.
How many grams is an ounce?
28.
I always say a gram a joint.
Street grams, you know, street weight is 28 grams in an ounce. That's not how much grams are actually in an ounce.
But would you say a joint's about a gram?
I would guess.
That's
maybe
a good size joint.
I don't know. I'd have to really think about that. I'm not sure about that.
I mean, 28 joints is a lot to be carrying around, even for, you know, personals.
I mean, I've rolled up plenty of joints in my time.
I know you have.
But I've never, I'm rarely weighing out the amount that I'm rolling, so I don't.
I'm just saying, if they decriminalize possession of an ounce, that's, you know, 28 joints is a hell of a party.
No, I mean, that's plenty. I would say that's a reasonable piece of legislation, and that's what it is in Colorado. It's
right.
An ounce. So segregation, Johnson, okay. You have a completely different story here. And this is actually the top story right now at freetalklive.com.
Right, yeah, I submitted it just before coming over because I wanted to make sure, because we're going to be talking about something that's very visual, and that's not necessarily the greatest radio, but I wanted people to be able to see what we're going to discuss. I think it's interesting to have this conversation about segregation in and of itself, but what I found was from this progressive site, as it says, in what can only be called the most comprehensive population distribution by race map of all time, Dustin Cable at University of Virginia's Weldon Cooper Center for Public Service has created a true masterpiece. Using the 2010 United States Census as the data source, it puts a dot on the map for every person in America.
Wow.
Color-coded.
Wow.
Yeah, color-coded by race.
I'm wondering whether there's some dots near Keene that should have no race.
Well, The purple dots are other race, Native American, or multiracial. So there might be purple dots for, you know.
I never claimed other.
Or whatever. So I don't know.
Refused,
but the colors, the colors for the dots that are represented are blue dots for white, green dots for black folk, red dots for Asian, yellow dots for Hispanic, and purple for other race, Native American, multiracial. So as you can see, rural America is largely white with minorities concentrated around urban areas. Yet even within cities, it's not so simple. As you can see in many areas, you can almost see a purple color, or rather colors that aren't represented in the key. And that's from the integrated populations with 300 million dots on the map. Zooming further out will cause color bleed. But the thing is, so Wired explains, white people are shown with blue dots, African Americans with green, Asians with red, and Latinos with orange, blah, blah, blah. Okay. With all the other race categories from the census represented by brown, since the dots are smaller than pixels at most zoom levels, cable assigns shades of color based on the multiple dots therein. From a distance, for example, certain neighborhoods will look purple, but zooming in reveals a finer grained breakdown of red or blue or really black and white. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of moving parts of this process, so this can cause different shades of color to appear at different zoom levels in really dense areas, like you can see in New York City, Cable explains. It says, I played around with dot size and transparency and for a while settled in the current scheme as being adequate. You can read more about Campbell's methodology. Da, da, da.
What's your analysis of all this?
So, well, what's really interesting is if you zoom in on some of these maps and you see, like, what, you know, some of these maps are showing, this is Detroit.
You're showing us.
That looks pretty segregated. I don't know what the colors are.
Yeah.
But
green is black and blue is white.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it just shows the top of the map is all white folk with a little bit of Asians in there because those are the red dots. And the bottom of the map is just pretty much solid green. And so it's just showing this divide over one street, one particular street, you know, right side or wrong side of the tracks, if you will, if that's what people are going to say. But it's so segregated. It's unbelievable. And is it forced? Is it
obviously
natural,
not forced.
A natural segregation? Is it people just choosing to move there? But, I mean, there's different interpretations of what could be forced, though, Ian. You know, so it's just interesting. It's kind of an interesting discussion. I'm just curious, you know, what do we think about segregation if it's natural and not?
I guess some of these things you can push into closer because I'm trying to push in close on Sarasota to get down to street level. I can't get that close on this.
Oh, really?
Anyway, you can explore it on your own over at freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow night.
We made Tylenol Cold to help keep you going this winter.
Snowing!
You make them bundle up. We relieved your congestion.
Yay!
You challenged them to a snowball fight. We took away your cough. You take them on a sleigh ride to remember. Tylenol Cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do, we know you do so much more. Tylenol Cold, use as directed.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.